Hey, it's Leslie. Welcome back to my podcast. In today's episode of Fluent English Now, we are going to start our actual study course by revising all the previously learned communication strategies and their usage. Don't worry though, this won't take too long. First, let's run through all the strategies of Season 1. Ready? Steady? Go! The simplest of communication strategies as far as vocabulary is concerned are message abandonment, topic avoidance, miming, language or code switching, stalling, and asking for assistance. Message abandonment is, to put it simply, when you stop talking about a given topic, usually right in the middle of the sentence. Topic avoidance is when you completely try to just not talk about something in particular, either because you lack words for it, or being uncertain, or the right word doesn't pop up in your head in time. Miming is the use of your whole body, your hands, face, and voice in particular, to show or tell something the other you can't express with words at the present moment. Language switching or code switching is the act of using a native term for something that you can't express in the target language or are uncertain about the word in question. Or you might be simply anxious at that moment in speech. Stalling is an umbrella term. It includes all possible tricks up your sleeve that you can use to buy yourself some time to organize or reorganize your ideas and thoughts about the topic or a question at hand. It usually involves sounds like or simple one-word replies like yeah, sure, right, or totally. In addition, you can use stalling by introducing such terms into your speech as the way I see it, as far as I'm concerned, or in my point of view, which are all expressions for giving your opinion. Or you might be tempted to use idioms like all things considered, to sum up, or all in all, when you wish to summarize your point at the end of a presentation or an argument. I will be telling you more about stalling in a later episode during this season. Finally, we have asking for assistance or help. This one is pretty self-explanatory, since it basically means that you ask for the help of someone. This person can either be a teacher, a trusted friend, or an older classmate, schoolmate. The more verbally demanding strategies are paraphrasing, using synonyms and antonyms, word coinage, and checking comprehension. Paraphrasing is describing a job, person, or a situation using descriptive language, usually by giving the main traits of said thing or person. When you use synonyms, it is most likely to be used instead of another adjective, verb, or noun to convey the same or roughly the same meaning. Just think about the last time you used huge, large, or gigantic instead of big. Or when you used cheerful, giddy, or gleeful instead of happy. On the other hand, when using antonyms, you want to give the opposite meaning of the word in question. So, again, your targets are adjectives, verbs, or nouns most of the time. Just consider words such as smutty, filthy, or dirty, instead of clean or pure. Or stupid, foolish, clownish, or imbecile, standing against clever or wise. Word coinage is a tricky strategy, since it requires one to have a steady vocabulary and to be able to think quick on their feet. Just think about how you can bring together two separate words like air and ball to form the word airball, substituting balloon. Checking comprehension is just a fancy name for asking the other if they understood what you meant or understood your message at all. Do you see what I mean? Do you catch that? Is that clear? These are all sentences that might come in handy in a situation when you want to see if your partner understood your message. So, those were the strategies we studied in the first season of our podcast. How many of them did you recognize? I certainly hope that you could remember all of them, or at least most of them. Let's recap. In today's episode, we reiterated all the communication strategies we have met in the first series of Fluent English Now. Hopefully, this little revision helped you to refresh your knowledge and push you forward on your road of becoming a more fluent speaker of English. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Fluent English Now. Until next time, keep speaking English.